is Megan.
And Brooks.
And we're the Sis
Bro
Show.
A comedy
duo.
Hey.
Still got it.
Yeah, still got it.
We haven't messed up except for that one time.
Yeah. Did you? Was it you? It probably was you.
It was me because we were trying to do accents. So I was.
That threw you off. That throws you off. You're not good with accents.
No, I was trying to do a really good accent. So I said too much.
Yeah. So you were focusing more on the accent instead of the words coming out.
Right. Okay.
That's understandable.
So how you been?
I've been pretty good. I've been pretty good. You know, just, the same old stuff, you know. Working, playing video games, you know, a tree fell on my house. How you been?
Oh my God, a tree fell on your house?
What?
I didn't know this.
Oh, you didn't? It's because I was saving it for the show. I purposely withhold information from you so that you don't, so that we can, I can get your actual reaction on show.
Oh yeah, tree falling on your house. You're like, hey, this is a great comedy bit for this.
Yeah, this is going to be great for CisBro. I'm going to save this story.
Okay. So you weren't like chopping it down, were you? Okay, that's good.
No.
So what happened?
All right. So it's quite a miracle.
Oh.
So gather around. Let me tell you this amazing story. Okay. So this happened not this past Tuesday, but like the week before that Tuesday.
Okay.
So, you know. I get off work. I get off work in the mornings because I work like super early in the mornings. Mm-hmm. So I got off. I don't know what time. I had to work a little bit later and I was like kind of annoyed with like, I got to work a little bit later. Got a late trailer coming in. So I stuck around a little bit. So I was on the way home and I was sitting there considering. I was like, maybe I should stop by a store. I need to get some stuff. I was like, will I be all right without it? I was like, let me go ahead and stop. I'll stop. I'll grab me a breakfast burrito, you know.
Oh, yeah. Got to get that burrito. Like that.
Yeah, maybe one little sugar-free Red Bulls. Mm-hmm. So I stop and, you know, I get my stuff and head back home. And just as I turn the corner, I go to pull in my driveway and I don't have a driveway.
Oh, my God.
There is a tree from the neighbor's yard, this ginormous tree that had fallen across the neighbor's yard and into our yard. And like when I say it landed on our house, we were actually pretty lucky. I mean, it just did some minor damage to the roof, but it like tore off like the gutters and like the eaves of the roof on the front of the house and on the back right corner of the house.
Was your wife home?
No, she had already left for work.
Oh, well, that's good.
And I jump out, I pull over to the side of the street and I jump out and they're doing some construction across the street. And some of the construction workers had just started like walking across the street because my alarm was going off. You know, I set off my home alarm system.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And they said they thought that was from the beeping and all that noise that the house was putting off, that they thought there was a car under there.
Oh God.
So I have to hurry up and like scurry around the tree in the yard and like press myself up against like the house just to even get like through to the front door. Like it messed up, like completely destroyed one of our rocking chairs, the little like bench and stuff we had out there. And my wife's like plants and stuff, like just demolished it.
I would have like hurried up and ran and got under the tree and be like, oh God.
Hit me.
The tree hit me.
The tree got me. Let me go tree.
It's like a poltergeist.
Start biting it. But I go in real quick because I was worried. Like I couldn't, you know, I didn't know the full extent of the damage. I couldn't even see the house because of this tree in the yard.
Right, and you got pets.
Yeah, we got three cats, and we've been leaving our dog out in the living room. So I was like, oh shit, I need to get in there and see if he's all right. That's like my first main concern was like, oh my God, my dog.
Right. Yeah. Cause we're white. That's what we think about.
Yeah. So I go in there and you know, he's fine. He's happy to see me. Alarm's going off. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? So I put him in the kennel real quick and come back out. And the construction workers across the road, they're like, yeah, man, it's like, this just happened like a couple minutes ago.
Oh God, it could have fallen on you.
They were like, it was right before you pulled up. It wasn't windy. It wasn't stormy. It was a nice day. They just said they were across the street working. And all of a sudden they heard like this creaking and popping. And then that tree came down.
So did it like break or did it uproot?
It uprooted.
Oh God.
Yeah.
had it been raining a lot lately?
It did. It was right before, like, previous to that, it had been raining a bunch.
Mm-hmm. So your neighbor is like responsible for it, right?
I mean, I think so. We know we rent, so we just called our landlord. Was like, hey, you know, fix this shit. So, you know, one of the good things about renting is just like, you know, after that, it's like out of my hands. It's like, hey, I call you, and I'm good to go.
Yeah, well, they'll have to be in like a lawsuit with your neighbor, possibly. Mm-hmm. Are you on good terms with your neighbor? Or do you just not really talk to them? Or
I mean, they're new owners. Like they don't even live there. Like they bought the house, they fixed it up.
Oh, and I've rented it out.
Yeah, I think they're gonna rent it out. I've talked to them like a couple times. Mm-mm-mm. So, yeah, I mean that's between my neighbor and my landlord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was like, you know, pretty interesting to find out that it legit happened like a couple minutes before I pulled up. Because one, I had to work a little bit late, mm-hmm. and two, I decided to stop by the store. Because I don't know about anyone else, but when I pull up in the driveway, I don't immediately get out of the car.
No.
I don't know if anyone else does this. Like, I pull up, and I pull out my phone, and I'm just sitting there messing on my phone, listening to the radio. Like, I listen to, you know, talk shows in the mornings on the radio.
Right, yeah, I listen to my podcast.
Yeah, so I listen to them, and I'll sit there messing on my phone, you know, while I'm sitting in the driveway.
I do the same thing. It's like my little break before I have to go in and deal with the kids.
Yeah, well, I mean, I ain't got kids, but I guess before I go in and deal with the dog and the cats.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Those damn cats.
So, yeah, so it was, you know, one, we were pretty fortunate because it was, like, minor damage. Like, the tree could have, you know, went through the house, and it was a big-ass tree.
Mm-hmm. It was very serendipitous.
Yeah. Yeah. It was interesting.
Well, damn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no tree has fallen around here, but Kevin does take care of trees when they fall on power lines. So he had some storm work with the thunderstorms that came through. And he does see trees that have fallen on houses, you know, and stuff.
I used to, you know, even told my landlord, because he already knows this, you know, I talked to him before, because I did the actual insulation under the house. We got like a free month of no rent.
Oh, nice.
Because I did the insulation under this house. So, you know, he showed up with insulation, gave it to me, and I put all the insulation underneath the house. But I told him, you know, I used to do water and fire damages. Mm-hmm. That also, you know, included doing, you know, when trees would fall on houses, you know, a lot of times it was during storms and it'd be, you know, water damage. So we had to go in, pack up the entire house, move everything out. Someone had to come out and remove the tree and then tarp the roof. And then we'd have to treat the house for, you know, the water damage. So I've been on many jobs where, you know, trees have gone through houses and they've had to go through that full extent of having to move out of their home and wait for repairs to be done.
Yeah.
So I definitely know, you know, how bad it can be to have a tree go through your house. And we were pretty, you know, pretty lucky that it did very, very just minor damages. It. Yeah. Because, I mean, it's still like they had to come out. They ended up redoing the entire roof because it did do some pretty good damage to the roof itself. Like I said, it tore off, like, the gutters and, like, the eaves and stuff on the sides of the house.
New roof.
Woo-hoo. Yeah. So, I mean, you could, like, see into the attic from the outside.
Oh, God.
Yeah, so.
Do you have stuff in the attic, like storage?
No, we don't put anything up there.
Oh. We do. We don't have any trees around here. Like, we have this little piddly tree in the front yard that was planted like right before the house went on the market. So like almost all the houses in our neighborhood have this one like little piddly tree in their front yard. And then we have woods in the back, but our neighbor that lives in the corner, like at the end, there's woods all around. And some of them, like I noticed some of them trees shaking pretty well whenever we had a storm come through. And I was like, oh God, that tree's gonna fall on that house. Like, you can just tell. Mm-hmm. Was this tree dead or?
I mean, I don't know. A dead tree looks like looks like a tree to me.
Did it have any foliage on it at all?
Well, no, the leaves haven't really been coming in down here yet because we've been still getting some pretty cold weather. So, like, spring has not quite sprung yet.
Have you noticed, like, in the past that it had any? Do you remember?
I mean, I'm pretty sure it has.
Because usually they won't, like, if it's dead, then it just will not bloom at all.
Yeah. And yeah, I'm pretty sure it has. In fact, I'm pretty certain. I remember, like, on windy days, like, all the leaves blowing from those couple of trees from the neighbor's yard into my lawn. I'm just sitting there thinking, like, oh, I'm going to have to rake this.
Oh, God. This reminded me of a video I saw. I don't know why. But this guy, he comes out the door and he says, "Get the F off my lawn." And it's a girl holding the letter F and says, "Oh, I'm sorry." And runs away. I just saw that this morning.
That was pretty good.
Yeah. So what do you thought when you said that leaves come in your yard? I was thinking of you saying, "Get the F off my lawn."
So yeah, I mean, like, I'm pretty certain it had foliage and stuff. So I don't know. I mean, maybe between, you know, winter and stuff, maybe it died.
Right. Well, it is your neighbor's responsibility to pay for the damages. So I'm guessing they're probably going to do it without having to go to court, because if they go to court, then it's, you know, not going to go their way, and they'll have to pay the legal fees of the plaintiff. So I know all this legal stuff, just to let you know, because not last week, but the week before that, I presented at the ABA Tech Show, which is the American Bar Association.
Oh.
Yes. I had tons of lawyers watching my presentation.
Tons?
Pretty big deal. Yeah. Like over 100.
Oh. That's pretty good.
And if it was like the real tech show, I would have gotten to go out of town to do it in person, but stupid COVID, had to do it virtually. But they did say that a lot of lawyers who wouldn't have been able to do it, like, if, you know, it was out of town, were able to do it virtually, so they had more of a turnout. But still, I think it would have been more fun in person.
Yeah, it felt more important. I'd been more nervous though.
Yeah, probably. I get this, like, even when I'm talking to a client and I'm not nervous whatsoever, but I'm doing a presentation, for some reason I cannot control my breathing and I start to hyperventilate and I sound like I'm out of breath the whole time.
You know, I've done that in some of my voice acting stuff. It's like, I guess you become too focused on what you're saying. So I feel like I'm doing my voice acting stuff and I'll start reading something and I feel like I ran out of breath. I'm like, what the fuck's wrong with me? Did I forget to breathe? Like, what happened?
It happens to me every time, and I'm not nervous at all. Like, I have some of the greatest clients. They're all so nice and they really are interested in what I'm saying, you know, so I'm not like nervous. It's not like a bad call or anything, but I'll have to present audits and, like, I've done all the work. I know these audits frontwards and backwards. Like, I know what I'm talking about, but for some reason I'm just like, I don't know, every time. Oh, and like my face gets red too. Like, I have no idea why. I get red face when I drink, but then when I guess I'm not getting enough oxygen, my face turns red too. I don't know.
I mean, I hear this happens to people when they turn red. It's like, are you breathing right? I'm like, no.
I guess it's better than turning like purple.
Well, that's true.
But luckily for the tech show, I pre-recorded my presentation and I just had to go live for questions at the end. So it took me like 12 takes to do it, because I kept, like, even though there was nobody, it was just me doing it. I know.
Because for everyone listening, if you don't know, I used to do, and I still kind of dabble in voice acting, like, on Fiverr. And I had the same problem. I had this, like, I would, you know, be too focused on trying to do something else. Like, all right, let me try to, like, really nail this line right here. And then I'd run out of breath before the end. I think I, like, tried to do it all in one shot, or I'm just not focused on my breathing.
Yeah.
So I definitely got to the point where I was like, just like, I would run out of, like, air to finish the sentence. So I'm like, did I forget to breathe, like, in the middle somewhere? Like, what is going on? Why am I doing this? And then I salivate a lot. Like, my mouth gets real watery.
And like, clicky. Like, you sound real clicky when you're talking.
Yeah, I'm like, no, well, then they're voice acting.
Yeah, I was watching my favorite ASMR artist. So for y'all that don't know, I watch ASMR videos because they give me tingles. I know, it's weird. I haven't met like two other people in real life, but there's a huge community for it. Anyways, one of the big ASMR artists is Gentle Whispering. She has like over 2 million followers. She's one of the most well-known ones. whenever she hits a certain amount of subscribers, she'll like release her bloopers, you know,
mm-hmm.
to get rid of like she, because I guess she salivates a lot too. She keeps a napkin so she can like go on the inside of her mouth and get the extra.
So she dabs it like.
Yeah, no, like she actually like takes it, wraps it around her finger, and then like goes on the inside of her mouth to get the extra spit out, so that her voice isn't so clicky, I guess.
Huh.
Yeah, because I mean, your voice and the whispering is very important for ASMR, and some people like the clickiness and like they like for people to chew gum while they're doing it. I'm not one of those people. I don't really like the mouth sounds that much.
Yeah, I'm not like a big whispering. Fan of mouth sounds either.
Yeah.
Like, just the way you put that, I'm not a big fan of mouth sounds. I mean, talking? It's like, no.
Everything other than talking.
Yeah, I hate mouth sounds except talking. So what exclusion?
Like the more well-known mouth sound? Yeah, I'm fine with that. But
the lesser known ones. The ones you really gotta like, you know, focus in on.
Well, people like to hear other people eat, and I can't. I don't like that. Like my kids, if I hear them eat, I'm like, shut up. Stop that chewing. Like I can't stand it. If I see any of them with their mouth open, I'm like, close your mouth.
I feel like we're missing out on a big market here. Like maybe we can just sit on camera and eat. Like we can do a whole podcast. Because I mean, one, I like to eat, and two, I'll record myself eating.
Yeah. Well, they have those where people like to just watch people eat. It has nothing to do with ASMR. They're called mukbangs. I'm sure you've heard of them, right?
What? No.
Oh my god.
Boom. That I even heard of that.
It's called, how would you even bang. Think
like, oh, everyone, is this common knowledge?
It was something that originated, I want to say, like Japan, probably. It sounds like a Japanese mukbang.
Okay, so then you're like, oh, okay, well, Brooks watches Japanese anime, you must know about this.
Well, I don't know, I thought it was like, I see it all over YouTube, and I think it's because I watch ASMR and there's,
yeah, it's probably recommended to you. I think we get different recommended videos.
Well, they do like ASMR mukbangs. I don't watch those though. But then I like, what is mukbang? So I had to research it, you know, figure it out, because I didn't know.
How are you spelling that? What is that muck? Are you saying muck or muck? Yeah,
hold on. Mukbang. I don't think that's the right way to spell it. It's mukbang.
Mukbangs, okay. Mm-hmm.
According to Wikipedia, a mukbang is an online audiovisual broadcast in which a host consumes large quantities of food while interacting with the audience. It became popular in South Korea. Oh, okay, I was wrong. Korea. In 2010.
That's why I don't know about it.
And since then has become a huge worldwide trend. Yeah, I see people like going to McDonald's and ordering one of everything on the menu, or the same with Taco Bell, and just sitting there and eating it and like doing a live video.
They eat all of it? Like, I mean,
I don't know if they eat all of it. Like I said, I don't watch it. But
I mean, it's like large amounts. So I mean, does it become more of like an interesting thing? Like, oh, is this person gonna finish all that food? Now I gotta know if they're gonna finish all this food.
Well, the ones I've seen do mukbangs aren't skinny. I'll just say it that way. But I'm sure there are some, because the competitive eaters tend to be mostly are not overweight, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard that too. I heard something about the last, like their stomach to stretch out further or something, or there's like some kind of like science behind it. I don't know.
Oh, speaking of that, like a food competition, we watched Stand By Me over the weekend. It's a great movie, by the way. Mm-hmm. You've seen it, right?
Yeah, like a long time ago. That's why I was like sitting thinking, I was like, I don't remember, were they in that eating contest or
no? So the main character, played by Will Wheaton, he is a writer, and when they're camping, because you know they're on their way to go see a dead kid, like that's the whole plot of the movie. So they're around the campfire and they tell him to tell them a story. And that's one of the stories he'd made up about this fat kid that everybody makes fun of getting revenge during an eating contest. Do you remember that?
No, I don't recall that.
They called him Lard Ass. So he decides to drink castor oil and eat raw eggs before the pie eating contest, which causes him to throw up, and it like sets off a chain reaction of everybody throwing up on each other.
Huh.
And that was his revenge. Yeah. Anyways, I'm sending you a mukbang, and you can see in the like in the video preview what type of people do the mukbangs.
Well, let me see this. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'll we can looking, totally do it.
Yeah, be looking for my new YouTube channel, Breakfast with Brooks.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this alliteration, this breakfast buffet. They call me Breakfast Buffet Brooks. They call me boom.
Oh, no lie. Cooper and I had been thinking about what type of like YouTube channel we can do as mother and son. And I told you I researched some, and there are some freaky ones out there. Oh. Like I was researching and I found this podcast. It's a mother and son podcast, and they talk about sex. Like, how inappropriate and uncomfortable is that, right?
Like how old are the kids?
Who wants to listen to that? He's an adult. The son is an adult, but still. Oh.
I guess I can kind of, I mean, there's some people out there I think that have like those kind of open like conversations with their parents. But I mean, it's still kind of that's very odd to us. Like, I know of people like that. I don't know anyone personally, but I know of people like that. They are able to talk to their parents about, like, you know, hey, mom, me and my wife were doing it last night, and this happened. Well, what do you think? That's just weird to me.
It's so weird.
Yeah.
And like, daddy will say stuff just to like make us cringe, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I have a text conversation when I was like, when he came up here with Ann, and I was like, hey, what are you and Ann doing tonight? And he said, having sex. And I was like, ew, daddy. And he said, why would you say that? It's a beautiful thing.
So he gets that as weird. That's why he wears us out with it.
Yeah, exactly. We use it as like a comedy thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no. Anyways, back to what me and Cooper are thinking about doing, where we go to all these various gas stations and review the gas station food.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we could start in North Carolina, go to Virginia, go to South, because there's all different types of gas station chains around the country. Mm-hmm. So it would be like a travel video series too.
I like gas station food.
Yeah, like we thought about it when we got some food at Sheetz, which they have pretty good gas station food.
Oh yeah, gas station food's come a long way.
Mm-hmm. They got fried Oreos now.
Oh.
Which are pretty good. But, you know, what Cooper always gets the fried mac and cheese bites, which are classic.
Yeah, I used to get those all the time, too. Mm-hmm. I was like, I would eat there a lot when I used to install cable.
Yeah. Quick and convenient. Yes, yes, mm-hmm. I get it.
Because yeah. Down here, they don't have Sheetz. They have QT, Quick Trip.
Yeah, I've Kevin's family lives in South Carolina, so I've been to a QT.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. it's pretty good food. I that's why I stopped that morning right before the tree fell and got a breakfast burrito from there.
Oh, yeah. The breakfast burrito that saved your life.
Yeah.
What kind did you get?
It's bacon, egg, and cheese.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I always think of sausage. I guess it's because I used to make the sausage, egg, and cheese breakfast burritos.
I mean, they have like different stuff though too. I mean, that's like really good. They have, I got her sausage, egg, and cheese croissants before, mm-hmm. from there, and they do like biscuits and stuff too. And they have like these breakfast pizzas that are real good. But I got her this sausage, egg, and cheese croissant, and we're sitting on the couch eating it, and she just kind of looks at it and tell me, she's like, "Yeah, this is really good." She goes, "They melt the cheese directly on the sausage. That's the ticket." I start laughing. I'm like, why'd you say it like that? I was like you're on a cooking show. No one's watching you.
Oh, God. She needs her own YouTube channel where she reviews.
Yeah, now, you see here, they melt the cheese directly on the sausage. Now, that's the ticket.
Oh, that reminds me of Young Frankenstein. He's talking about a cup of brandy by the fire, and then he claps his hands. That's the ticket.
Yeah.
It's his hand and the dead man's hand.
Yeah.
I love some Young Frankenstein.
Another classic.
Yes, yes. Yeah, tell Crystal she needs her own. She could be on mine and Cooper's show as like a guest, you know?
Like a guest star.
She could tell us why the food is good.
Yeah, now why? Now we know it's good, but why? Well, you see.
Yeah, she'll be our expert. Mm-hmm. We'll call her when we have questions.
Yeah. She can do that little like the pop-in thing where it's like the shared screen, like when you do like a video call.
Oh yeah.
Where she comes in, it's like while you're eating it, she could like just come in and be like, now if you look closely, you can see that they melt the cheese directly on the sausage. That's the ticket.
That could be her segment, the name of it. What's the ticket? Mm-hmm. That's the ticket.
Now that's the ticket.
Oh, Crystal, I like you. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think. Kevin does so much dumb stuff, it's hard to pick something to talk about. He asks me like obvious questions all the time. And I'm just like, what? So like Cooper came outside and I didn't want him to come outside. I wanted to be alone and Kevin had knew that, you know? Mm-hmm. So Cooper comes outside and I text Kevin. I'm like, why'd you let him come outside? And he was like, I didn't know he was going to come outside. I was like, well, you see, when somebody puts their hand on the doorknob and turns it, usually that means they're going to open that door and go
what
through it.
What is he up to?
I make him so mad though. And he was like, he sped through fast. I didn't even see him. I'm like, you're sitting right beside the door. Like, come on. Come on.
It's too late. Before I knew what was happening, he was already gone. Yeah. Did the whole like reach out thing, like try and stop him. Like, he's gone.
And my kids too, all do the same thing. Like, I will obviously be cooking something. And they're like, hey, what you cooking? I'm like, lobster. I don't, what do you think I'm cooking? I'm putting a pizza on a pan and putting it in the oven.
Yeah. What you cooking there? Sure. It's a Christmas ham.
They do that all the time though. I will be watching a show and it'll clearly be like King of the Hill and they're like, hey, what you watching? Like Meerkat Manor. They're doing this special in Texas. Which I have gotten to that show. Have you watched Meerkat Manor?
No, I mean, I know of it, but no, I don't, I have no.
I didn't think so either. I didn't think I would be into it, but it is drama.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, and then my favorite character died, Shakespeare.
Oh, no.
I know. Sorry. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Damn it, Megan.
I know. But like each pack, I guess that's what they're called. Gang, they call them gangs.
Oh, they got some gang action in there.
They have
like
a
Sons of Anarchy.
Exactly. They do. They like fight with the rival gangs.
Oh.
Oh yeah.
It's a rumble.
The rival it's gangs rumble. Will come and try to kill their babies. Like it, I'm telling you, it's a very much drama that happens on the show. Okay. So like the leader is a woman. It's a woman in every single one. So I was like, okay, this has got my attention. She mates with not even the leader, but he's like the most worthy male, you know, the strongest and
like the alpha male.
Yeah, the alpha male. There you go. And the main girl, she's the only one that can breed. If anybody else breeds, then she may kill their babies because she wants the best chance for her own young. And then they have their own territory, and if rival gangs come into their territory, then they start like jumping up and down and doing their like war dance, and then they'll go and run and attack each other, and whichever gang retreats first is the loser. I'm telling you, it's a good show. And then they had a snake that was in one of their holes, and the snake bit Shakespeare twice, which was enough poison or whatever. What is it called? Venom?
Venom.
Yeah, to kill a human being. But he survived. And after all that, he died. because the rival gang came and he was the only one with the kids, and he protected the babies, and the babies lived, but he died. But in the process, he did kill their alpha male of other gang. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's very interesting. Like, there's a lot of drama that goes on. I don't know how they know what's happening at times, because they'll be like, oh, this meerkat, like, because sometimes the meerkats get banished, like the women, if they have babies, and they'll get banished, or the females will get banished, and the females will be like looking from a distance, and they'll be like, she's checking on her young to make sure that they're still okay from afar. And I'm like, is that really what she's doing? Or is she thinking, I wish I had some food like they got?
Yeah. What y'all cooking?
Yeah. Like, sometimes I don't know how they know, but they have been following them for like 10 years before the show came out. And the show came out like 15 years ago. And they have like a remake of it, I guess, or a whatever. A
revamping, like.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure all those meerkats have died. I don't even know what their lifespan is. But they're coming out with a new one. And me and Henry's been watching it, so we're ready.
So is it like a new meerkat manor? Are they going to name it something different?
I think it's going to be something a little bit different. Hold on. Let me look it up. Meerkat Manor 2021. Yeah. Flower was the name of the head. And the name of the gang of hers, what are they called?
The Flower Powers?
That would be good, though.
Wow.
One of the other ones was the Lazuli. That was the gang. Oh, they're the Whiskers. That's right. Oh my God. It's Meerkat Manor, Rise of the Dynasty. It will premiere in 2021, and Sean Astin and Starkert Channing will be the narrators. It's going to be weird to have a narrator that doesn't have an English accent.
Huh. Wait, who are the narrators?
Sean Astin and Starkert Channing will be the new narrators.
Okay, that's what threw me. I heard Channing. First thing I thought was Channing Tatum. And I was like, why is he going to be narrating?
He's got a nice voice. Huh. Oh, so is Shakespeare dead? This is something people also ask. Shakespeare, a lawyer member of the Meerkat Manor clan, became a favorite of viewers in season one after he survived a snake bite, rescued a stray pup, and defended newborns from a rival gang before disappearing. It is the disappearance that has caused a brewing controversy on the internet. Apparently, people are speculating that he might still have been alive.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he did disappear, and they just said he was dead, and then they took him off the credits, and I was very upset about it.
Mm. So maybe he might return.
Yeah. Well, I said when we get a like another animal, a dog or cat, I was going to name him Shakespeare. And Henry was like, they're going to be like, oh, after the poet. And I'll be like, no, after the meerkat. He was my favorite. Oh, let's take a break.
All right. Sounds good.
And we're back. That was a lovely message from our sponsor.
Yeah, always good to hear from our sponsor.
And we are accepting sponsorships.
Yeah.
If we anybody are. Wants to contribute.
To pay us. I mean, what?
Yes, yes.
If it wants to pay us to talk about your stuff, we'll do it.
We'll do it. And we'll do a damn good job.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
As you previously heard.
Yeah.
While we were on break, I took a sip of drink, and that reminded me of when we used to sing in the car. Remember our rule? You didn't know the words, take a sip of drink.
Yeah, that's what it was. You sing along with the radio. I think I called, I might have called you out on it.
Yeah.
I think probably. I called you out on it. Because I noticed that you would do that. You would sing along on the radio, and then if you hit a part where you didn't know the words, you would just go for your drink and start drinking and drinking. I'm like, I know what she's doing.
I still do it to this day.
Oh, you're not fooling nobody. I'm super observant. I know what you're doing. So then it became like this inside joke of, you know, you singing along, and then we hit like a real like part that you didn't know. You just gave a drink and go.
Oh, man. Yep. And now it's like evolved into like eating some snacks. Mm-hmm.
If you're doing that, then it's obvious that you still, you know the words. You're just currently eating or drinking right now.
Exactly.
Exactly. So you can't sing along.
Nobody can question that. Yeah. I also told Henry or Cooper or maybe both of them about the hospital. Do you remember that? Oh,
the hospital. I know that's why we, because I even say that today. I say hospital. Mm-hmm. But why? What's the story behind that? How I know you did it.
Yeah,
it was something. Was you like burp or something? Or
I burped. Oh. I was volunteering at the hospital, and Daddy asked me about what was going on and stuff. And I was like, you know, talking to him, and then I come to the word hospital, and in the middle of it, I burp. So I was like, hospital. And yeah, you were there, so that's what it was from then on.
And that's how I became hospital.
Good times, good times. Mm-hmm. I still say chork pop too.
Where's that from? I don't know that one.
Betsy called it chork pop one time.
Yeah, chork pop.
Yeah, so pork chop is chork pop. She also said checkeroni and me's one time.
Checkeroni and me's?
Yes. So I'll remember that every now and then when I'm cooking some checkaroni and me's.
Every once in a while, I still think about how the moon is magic. Do you remember this? Oh,
Jesse.
Our little sister Jesse told us, we're just riding around the car. We're pretty little.
Yeah.
She's just like, you know, the moon is magic. She's like, it could be over there, but it's not. I just remember looking at her like, what?
Like, even as a kid, you knew.
Yeah, that was the dumbest thing. Like, it's dumb.
So we used to say that all the time to make fun of her.
Yeah. The moon is magic. It could be over there, but it's not.
She was the easiest to make fun of.
You know what we should do? We should get, like, a lot of people to, like, message in with, like, crazy things that their kids have said. And then we should hire like Morgan Freeman to narrate it.
Oh yeah.
Where he just goes through a list of crazy things kids have said.
Oh. Because we got Morgan Freeman money.
Yeah. He owes me a favor.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't want to go into it. I told him I wouldn't. I'm gonna talk about it. So we'll just, you know, say he owes me one.
Have you watched the Coming to America sequel?
No, I haven't. I haven't watched that yet.
Oh, he's in it.
He is?
Yeah, he's got a small part, but he's in it, yeah. I mean, it was okay. Still not nearly as good as the first one.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard to beat the originals.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would definitely give it a watch. It had some funny parts. I LOL'd at some parts. Also watched the new Brian Regan stand-up. You ever watch him? I'm sure you have. You just don't know his name.
It's possible.
But he's hilarious.
What's his name? I'm gonna look him up real quick and I'll let you know.
Brian Regan. Oh, he's
Ryan,
really old
Ryan Bregan.
Yeah, exactly. He's like, he came on stage and I was like, oh my god, he's like super old. Probably the completely gray hair probably did it for me. But he's the one I quote a lot. I talk about buying refrigerators. He's like, this model over here is $800 and it keeps your food cold. Oh, but we got this model over here, $1,200 and it keeps your food cold. But wait for it. The mega model, $2,000 and it keeps your food cold.
I don't think I know this guy.
Oh my God. Like his facial expressions and... He's hilarious. I've seen him live.
Oh, I don't think I've ever seen anything with him in it.
You need to watch him. He's got a new special on Netflix. I can't remember what the name of it is, but the one that's in 2021, that's the new one. I'm sure he's probably got some older ones too. But he makes me LOL.
Oh, that's probably completely random, but you know what I like? I like beating people in traffic.
What do you mean?
Because I did this the other day, and I thought, I was like, I need to bring this up on the podcast. All right, you know how, like, someone, like, comes flying up behind you, and they pass you?
Yeah.
And then somehow something happens to where, you know, you just, like, you know, pitter-pat past them again? Like they get in like the fast lane and they come like flying past you and like, look at this dumb motherfucker. And then you get up to like the red light and they're behind like an 18 wheeler and you pass them. You're like, ah, I got you.
It is a good feeling.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. There's this one spot where right before I get to my house, I cross over like this like pedestrian walkway and there's a stoplight up ahead. But a lot of people will turn left and go around to try and avoid the stoplight, come out on the other side of the street and then take a left there. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times when I see them go that way, I'll go down to the stoplight and someone's already down there. And so it turns green just as I get there and I come out and I see them sitting over there waiting to turn left. And I'm like, I got you.
Oh, you dummy.
Yeah. Like I'm hoping they see me and they're like, damn it. You know, like I know they probably don't, but I'm, at the same time, I do hope that they look at my little car and they're like, oh, this motherfucker, he got me again. You know, it's a small victories, I think.
I got one of those victories recently. Well, it's been a while, but it wasn't too long ago. On 14, this car was behind me beeping its horn, getting mad because I wasn't going fast enough and the person beside me was going slow too, I guess. So they finally get around me and flip me off. And I'm flipping them back off. I'm like, you stupid motherfucker, the speed limit's 50. Mm-hmm. And they speed off. So I come up to the stoplight right there after you go under the bridge on 14, the stoplight, you can go right to get on old 29 or left to go towards Reeseville. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
And they're pulled over by a cop.
Oh, that's always a good one too.
So I honk at them and make sure they see me and I'm waving. Because they definitely remembered me, I'm sure, you know. Oh, that felt so good.
That's a big victory, though. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But I know what you're talking about, too. Like, beating the people that try so hard to get around you.
Yeah. It's like, I'm already going, like, a little over the speed limit.
Right. Yeah.
You know? Like, I usually go, like, around, like, 5 miles per hour over the speed limit. And then people come, like, flying past me. Mm-mm. And I'm like, the first thing I think of is like, look at this stupid motherfucker that's just rocking and rolling. Because I do a lot of jobs. I've done a lot of jobs where, you know, I've had to drive from job to job. You know, I had to deal with a lot of traffic. And there's just so many stupid people out there who think they're like race car drivers. And I've seen many accidents from people just being stupid.
Yeah. And they run into somebody who's actually doing a good job minding their business.
Yeah.
Go on the speed limit or maybe a little bit over and then hurt those people.
Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah. I think
so it's nice stricter. When you get those victories.
There should be stricter, you know, laws or penalties, especially for people that drink and drive or do drugs mm-hmm. and drive. Because recently I know somebody who her and her mom both passed away in a car accident because this idiot went over was on drugs and crossed over right there at Yanceyville Street. Like, I don't know if you know exactly what I'm talking about, but it's a part of Wendover that the only thing separating you is the turning lane. So it's not like a median. And they crossed over and hit him head on at 3 o'clock during the day and, yeah, killed a daughter and a mother. Like, that person should go to jail forever. Like, I don't think they should get another chance.
Yeah.
Because people that get out of jail, even if they don't have their license, they're still going to drive. Those people don't give a fuck about laws, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, they don't care. There should be harsher penalties for those types of people.
Agreed.
Yeah, sorry. Really brought it down.
Got real for a moment. Mm-hmm.
But if you drink and drive, I don't like you.
I thought you were going to round of old Ricky Bobby. You drink and drive, then fuck you.
Yeah. Oh my God, I quote that a lot. Big Red is my favorite.
If you don't chew Big Red, then fuck you.
Cooper and Henry loved that movie.
It was a great movie.
They quote it a lot, but they quote it like the little boys. What are his son's names?
Oh God, Walker.
And Texas Ranger.
Is it Walker and Texas Ranger?
I don't know. I know one of them is Walker, right? I don't know. Mm-hmm. Anyways, where they talk about Mountain Dew or some, I don't know, some quote, and they say it all the time. Chip. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Have you seen their Sherlock Holmes movie?
No.
Don't.
It's god awful. I've heard bad things about it, so I haven't wanted
it. I heard bad things about it too, and I put it on. And I do this thing with my wife where I pretend to like bad movies. And she just like gets on me about how shitty this movie is and how we need to watch something out. I'm like, look, we just gotta hang on, let's just see. It might get better. We just gotta see what happens. I heard it gets better after this. And she's just like, I can't do this.
Oh god. I'm the same way. Like, if it's not good, if it's making me cringe watching it, then I have to turn it off.
Yeah. I mean, it's like very little like movie that we bail on.
Right.
But there was another one. I can't remember the title. We watched one the other day. It's on Amazon. Had like over 700 reviews, and it was like 4.5 stars. Mm-hmm. And we started watching it, and it was awful.
Who was in it?
Like no one.
Oh.
It was awful. I mean, it was. Oh God, what was it? It was supposed to be like a scary movie, but it wasn't scary. And we were like, the only people that reviewed this had to be like either like the cast and crew and their family and friends, or like maybe really old people who were like, oh, that startled me, you know, because it was just terrible. And the main actress in it, because it's like this couple moved into a house and it's supposed to be like haunted or something, but the main actress was just a god awful like actor.
Oh god, I mean, makes it worse. Like, yeah, when they don't cast it right.
Yeah, because I mean, she looked like she'd be like maybe a model or something. Mm-hmm. And it was just, I think something happened after she got out of the shower too, and we made us think that maybe like little boys might have been like, oh, 4.5 stars. She got out of the shower. There's like no nudity, but like something was going down. Like they heard something in the house, and her boyfriend walk around investigating, and she was just like in like a little tank top and her panties, and I'm even sitting there, I'm like, bitch, put some bridges on. I'm like, it could be someone in your house.
Right,
like 2 seconds, you put some jammy bombs on, like they slip them right on. You just walk around in your undies,
you're making it easy for them to rape you.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus, give them some more layers to have to fight through. Shit, you know. I mean, that's like the first thing I was like thinking of. And then we're like, you know, okay, that's probably like gratuitous of, you know, just saying like, hey, you know, there's a hot chick walking around in her underwear and a tank top. Mm-hmm. You know, this movie is shitty, so we got to do something they may have even went back and put that in there to try and make it less shittier. Right. But in my opinion, made it more shittier because you knew what they were trying to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, God. All right, so I'm gonna not watch that, even though I don't know the name of it.
I'm trying to remember the name of it, but I have like a tendency where I just I black out movies that are like god awful. So we ended up watching Jeepers Creepers 3.
You did it with Driftwood, did you?
No, I like Driftwood. Driftwood is like a very memorable movie for me because of just how crazy and off the wall that movie was. But
Jeepers Creepers 3.
Yeah, Jeepers Creepers 3. We did a Jeepers Creepers marathon because they're supposed to be making a new one soon. Like, it's supposed to be like the actual like 23rd anniversary, and the whole thing behind them is he comes out every 23 years or whatever.
Right. Henry was telling me about that. It was one of Henry's favorites.
Yeah. So we watched the first two, and then we saw the third one. I was like, oh, I haven't seen the third one. My wife was like, I haven't seen it either. Turns out we had both seen it before, and it was so shitty that we just blacked it out. Because as soon as we started watching, we're like, oh, no, I remember this movie now.
That happens to me too, though. Like, I will start watching a movie thinking I've never seen it, and then I'll get like this deja vu feeling, and I'm like, wait a minute, I know what's about to happen. Damn it, I've seen this.
This is shitty.
Yes. Well, I've been watching some Amazon movies lately. I watched Bliss. Have you seen that?
No.
With Owen Wilson and Selma Hayek. It's pretty good. I mean, I wouldn't say it was like my favorite ever, but it wasn't bad. Mm-hmm. It just like the end was kind of a head scratcher is all I'm gonna say. Yeah, you just have to watch it because it's so out there. Like, there's lots of twists and turns in it.
We actually watched a pretty good movie the other day that had Owen Wilson in it. You ever seen I think it's called Escape?
I don't think so.
Let me make sure. I'm gonna look it up real quick too to make sure I'm actually giving the right information. But it's about like Owen Wilson, his wife, and his two daughters go to, like, I want to say, where was it they went? They went somewhere foreign for a job. Okay. Let's see. Escape. Hopefully this is... I was trying to find escape rooms for me. I don't want that.
escape movie.
And he's like, he's going to be working like at a water treatment plant or something like that. Oh. And they get caught in like this whole like civil war against like the people and like the government. And they're going around, they're killing all the Americans and stuff that are coming in and like overtaking their jobs and stuff. And so he's having to try and get out like with his family. So I'm pretty sure it's on Amazon. But there's the trailer. You know how you... Oh, it might be... Maybe it's Netflix. I think it's Netflix.
No Escape.
That might be... Yeah, that's probably it. No Escape on Netflix. Because, you know, you highlight it on Netflix and it shows you, like, a little clip from the movie.
It's also got Pierce Brosnan in it?
Yeah. Yeah, he's in it as well. Okay. But they... the thing that sold me on this movie is that they were, like, having to jump from, like, one roof to another. Mm-hmm. And he's sitting there talking to, like, his daughter... Because his wife already jumped across and they're going to throw the kids across. And he's holding his daughter and talking to her about like this dog they want to get. And out of nowhere, he just like chucks her across the roof.
Oh, geez.
And I'm like, oh, I got to watch this movie. There's some child chuckers on here.
Right? Oh, I don't know what made me want to watch Bliss. It was like a psychological type movie. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like... just lots of twists and turns. I mean, it was good. I would watch it again with Kevin. You know what I mean? Because there's some movies I'm like, if you want to watch this, I ain't watching it with you. Wow. And then The Map of Tiny Perfect Things. Have you seen that?
No.
Okay. I know it doesn't sound like something you would probably watch, but it's pretty good. It's like a Groundhog Day type movie where this guy keeps experiencing the same day over and over again. And then finally he meets this girl and it's happening to her too. They keep experiencing the same day over and over again, but they have the memories of all the past days. Just the people around them don't, you know, mm-hmm. Everything's happening for the first time for them over and over again, except for these two people. And they're just trying to figure out how to stop the loop. It's pretty good. I would recommend it. It's on Amazon. I'm looking at other Amazon movies because I watch some Amazon shows too. Have you seen the show with Al Pacino in it where they're Nazi hunters?
It's called The Hunters. I've seen it on there, but I've never actually watched it.
It's pretty good. I would recommend that. I also watch the Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. I think that's good. It's loosely based on like Joan Rivers or the other guy that was one of the trailblazers. That's a good show. It's more comedy though. It's also got what's her name in it that does the voice of Lois on Family Guy.
I know you're talking about
Mrs. Swan.
Yeah, for Mad TV.
Yeah, Alex Borstein. That's her name. She's in it. She's funny. She's her manager. Yeah. And there's just, I don't know. I'll just find something and decide I want to watch it. Right now, we always like have a show that we watch in bed, you know, going to sleep. And right now mm-hmm. is King of the Hill. I don't know. King of the Hill just relaxes me. And I don't like cartoons. I'm not a big cartoon fan, but I like King of the Hill. I guess because it's more realistic than some of the other cartoons.
Yeah, I can see that.
You know, like it could actually be a show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how I feel about Bob's Burgers.
Yeah. But like, I didn't want to watch that and you talked me into it. But then again, sometimes I like the off the wall fucking shit like
Aqua Teen Hunger Force.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. You can't think about it though. Like you told me, you're like, just watch it and don't think.
Yeah. That's the main key behind those shows is when you watch those, you're like, don't try and figure it out. Don't try and think. Right. The more you think, the less funny it is.
Meanwhile, it was so hilarious. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I even had the box set. Like I bought the DVDs, you know, the different seasons. And Cooper and Henry always asked me to watch it. They wanted to watch it. And they were into Ratatouille for a little while. You remember Ratatouille, right?
Yeah, the animated movie.
Yeah. they loved Ratatouille, and they didn't know what Aqua Teen Hunger Force was called, but they could see the Coke, you know, that's what they called him, the Coke. So they called it Ratacoke. Like, we want to watch Ratacoke.
Put on some Ratacoke.
I don't know where they got that from, but that's what they called it. So I started calling it that. Ratacoke. Did you ever hear him call it that?
No.
Oh my god, yep. That's what they always called it. Yeah. Like, I would find like a couple episodes they could watch that weren't so bad and let them watch it. Mm-hmm. Like the Willie Nelson episode. Yeah. I mean, it got bad at the end, but it wasn't like dirty, you know?
Yeah.
Like on Roseanne, when Darlene wants to go see a rated R movie and Roseanne's like, no. And she's like, oh, it's rated R for violence, not sex. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah. Like, that's so me. I love Roseanne too. That's another feel good show I can watch like over and over again.
Yeah. We I don't know how many times we've been watching Frasier.
Oh my God. Frasier is one of my favorites.
Yeah. We always put Frasier on. Like, if we can't find anything to watch or even think of anything, like, we're just like, make some dinner. It's like, oh, let's put something on. It's always either Frasier or Seinfeld.
Yeah. Seinfeld's good. Seinfeld reminds me of Daddy a lot because he used to watch that a lot.
Yeah.
He used to quote it too. These pretzels are making me thirsty.
Yeah. We actually, it was not this past weekend, but the weekend before that, it was Raid Weekend on DayZ on the server we play on. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys said that Blue, one of our members, reminded him of Pickle from some other like YouTube channel or something that they do DayZ on. Oh. And so it was like this ongoing joke about calling her like Blue Pickle or Pickle Blue.
Oh my god.
And we did this thing where we went to go raid another base, but we had some intel. Because it gets like, you know, it gets super competitive on there, and then you get like these rats and stuff from like the other, you know, factions and whatnot. So we got some intel that someone was looking to raid us to hit our base. Because at first we were all going to roll out and hit this other base, but so two people decided to stay behind and keep an eye on our base. And if we came under attack, they're going to give us a code phrase, because the idea was we were going to get down there to this other base, link up with this other group. And we wanted them to think that there was more of us down there. So the two people were in the party chat with us, but really they're back at base, you know, overwatching base. But we were going to make it seem like there were just more of us around the area. That way they, you know, they wouldn't turn on us, kill us, take all of our stuff and everything from the raid. So the key phrase to bring everyone back if base came under attack, because we couldn't say, hey, base is under attack, we need you guys to come back, because then that's our whole, you know, gimmick. Everything's blown. They know there's only like a couple of us down there. So the phrase was, these pickles are making me thirsty. If someone said that, that means base was under attack and we needed to roll out quick.
I mean, pickles are a little salty, right?
Yeah. Wow. So someone's just going to be like, wow, these pickles are making me thirsty. And we're like, oh, we got to go. Dude, we got to go. We got to roll out.
Salted pickles.
Yeah. Just so another group didn't know that we were running light on numbers and trying to turn on us.
Oh, good times.
Mm-hmm. That game in itself has a lot of drama in it too.
Oh yeah. I haven't had the time to get on there and play with you guys.
Well, yeah, people ask about it, like, hey, is your sister coming back and playing? I was like, yeah, she's trying to. I mean, she's got like, you know, a lot of stuff going on, full-time job, 10 babies, you know, all that good stuff.
And I've been learning about the stock market, so I've been spending a lot of time doing that.
Playing the stock market.
Yeah, and cryptocurrencies. Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, a lot of our group members are getting PCs, are looking to start playing DayZ on PC a lot more.
What's the main advantage over PC? Like,
well, I mean, PC, you know, looks and runs a lot better. Because on Xbox, like, you know, people, when you're driving around, you crash cars so often on that game just because of lag spikes.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean, a lot of times you're just driving down the road, which, I mean, PC has some issues with vehicles as well, but it's not as bad as, like, on Xbox, or if you get in shootouts in like heavily like populated areas, you know, it's hard to even like look down your scope because of the lag. And plus, PC has a lot of mods too, like modded servers where they can add in all kinds of cool, crazy stuff. Like PC has like servers where you can get helicopters.
Right, right.
And you can like build a lot more stuff too. Like the building mechanics are a lot better on PC. It's just stuff that like Xbox or PlayStation just doesn't have. Huh. Yeah. So we're looking to get our group going.
I mean, I am making some dividends on my stock marketplace, so.
Ooh, I know. Maybe get you a little gaming rig.
Well, we're going to Las Vegas.
Oh.
Yeah. So maybe I can come back a big winner.
And maybe get two gaming rigs.
Yeah. It's going to be weird going during COVID, but I've heard that like it's basically back to normal in Vegas, except for you have to wear a mask and you're more spread out on the tables and like people can't hang out with you at the table. You know, you have to be playing the game or you can't be around.
Which I guess is good for people who are like, you know, weary of crowds, because then it's like, hey, now everyone has to keep their distance from me.
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, I like to play poker, and it's going to be a little bit harder to play poker with not that many people. And like, from what I've seen, some of the casinos have those like partitions, you know, so you can't really see who you're playing against. And that's the whole point.
Wait, what?
Yeah. They have like these, it's clear partitions, like in between the seats. So I guess it's like sneeze guards or whatever.
Yeah. Like for a salad bar.
Right. But then like you might can see the person next to you, but after you go a few seats down, it's going to get harder and harder to look through all this glass, you know?
So then people like telltales have to be like crazy obvious. Right. Like you look over like three seats down and like someone's face is like just completely contorts and you're like, oh yeah, they got something terrible. We're going after them.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's good for you because like you have a mask on too, so that's going to hide most of your face. But the eyes are what tells me, because I can tell with some of the players that aren't very good, and that's the types of tables I like to sit at, are the people that are on vacation and aren't really good at it. They just want to try their hand at it, you know?
Like, so you're like a poker shark.
Yes. And I also do the whole dumb blonde thing. Like, how does a flush beat a straight? That doesn't make sense. A straight, you have to get it all in order. And a flush, you just have to have all the same. That doesn't make sense. But anyways.
That doesn't make sense. That's accurate.
But I'll do like the dumb routine depending on who I'm at the table with. I change. I have the different personalities that I'll pull out. But for a lot of, I guess, amateur players, if they have a good hand, the first thing they're going to do is look at their chips to see how much money they got. Like almost every time, it's that they can't help it. You know, it's like involuntary. Got a good hand, look to see how many chips you have so you can know what to bet. Right.
Mm-hmm.
But the better players don't do that because they know that's a telltale sign. So I won't be able to tell that with the fucking partitions everywhere.
Damn.
Yeah. But I'm excited to play other games too, like roulette, craps. I've never played craps.
Craps always looks fun.
Yeah, it does. I've been watching videos on how to play because I mean, I kind of know, but you don't know like all the rules, you know?
Yeah.
So I've been watching, I watched how to play that, how to play roulette, because there's all these, like, it's not just betting on a number or a color. There's all these different types of things you can bet. Like you can bet on four numbers at the same time. You just put it in between the four corners.
Oh, so it's not like, because everyone goes after seven. And
that's craps. So on roulette is different. Oh. Yeah. Roulette is the like thing they turn and the ball falls.
Yeah, where you bet on black.
Yeah, you can bet on black. You can bet on red. You can bet on odd. You can bet on even. You can bet on 1 through 18. You can bet on 19 through 36. Like, there's so many different ways to bet. You can bet a whole line. You can bet, if you bet one number and you hit, that's got the, like, 1 to 37. So you'll win 37 times whatever you bet. And then if you bet in between the two, like, on the line, then it's lower. Like, you know, the harder the chances are, the more you'll make. Right. And then it's like 1 to 1 on red and black. So if you put $5, then you'll win $5.
Wait, you'll win that $5 back, or you'll win $5 more?
No, you don't lose your $5. You win $5.
So you get to keep that money, but now, you know, it's like
you have $10, but you bet $5, so you only won $5. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, say I have $5 and you gave me $5. I have $10, but I had $5 to begin with.
Yeah, because so, you get to keep your original $5.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I was saying. I just thought maybe like put it down on the table and it's like, you know, here's my $5 on this. And it's like, hey, you won. You pick that back up now. It's like, yeah.
That's called a push. And that happens on some games where the dealer doesn't. So in like three card poker, I don't know if you've ever played that or heard of it. It's another table game that I like to play because it's fun. Everybody's against the dealer. So it's more fun to talk to the people because you're not playing against them. So everybody's rooting for each other, you know? And in this one, the dealer, you get three cards. The dealer has to have at least a queen or higher to qualify. If they don't, then it's a push and you just get your money back. You don't win anything unless you do some of the other bets because they have like pair plus. So if you get a pair, then you get money on that and all that. But for the money that you bet, if they didn't qualify, then it's a push. You just get that money back. You don't win anything. So you don't lose anything. It's called a push. But yeah, so I have been learning. I am ready. I don't like playing blackjack though. That's the one game I really don't like to play. That's one, the one Kevin loves to play. So it'd be really good if I did like to play it so we could play together. But I don't know. It's too much math.
Wow.
And there's different things that you can do. Like you can split your cards and then you have like two hands. And then there's all these other rules. Like the dealer has to have so much or they have to hit. And then you can split or you can bet this extra thing. And then you'll get more money if your cards match with something. That, like, it's just too many rules. I don't like it.
I want to do like a casino where I can open up and do like just some odd in like card games. Like have a table where you play like slapjack.
Well, you know, there is a game that was so like simple I really didn't know that it would be a casino game, and it's like war. They give you a card, the dealer gets a card. If your card is better than the dealer's, then you win. Like that's it. It's basically war,
because that would have been my idea. That would probably one of the games I'd put in my casino. Yeah. And it was actually in casinos.
Hold on, I gotta find the name of it, because
I gotta throw that one out.
You would think it would be called war.
I do like 52 card pickup. You ever play that one?
Oh, God.
So you just like have a bunch of decks of cards and you just like shoot them in the air and throw them everywhere. And then whoever gets the most cards wins. So everyone just jumps in like a dog pile.
Oh, my God.
That'd be one of the games of my casino.
Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say I've seen like a show like that where they had all these weird games and people were like, there was one that was like heads I win, tails you lose, and they kept betting.
See, that'd be nothing good for my casino. Coin toss.
And then there's another game where the player gets three cards and the dealer gets three cards, but not each player gets one. It just has like a player mark and a dealer mark, and you bet whether the player's going to win or the dealer's going to win.
I just thought of another game.
Oh, God. What's your other casino game?
It's called Right or Left. All right, so the dealer just picks up some money and puts it both hands behind his back. It goes right or left. You got to guess which hand has the money in it. If you lose, you pick wrong, you lose. But if you pick right, you get all that money in that hand. That's a good one, right?
Yeah.
That's a good one.
These are like games for kids.
Yeah, it's going to be a great casino. Maybe I should just open up like my own version of Chuck E. Cheese, but just have those type of games where you win tickets.
They have like the for adult Chuck E. Cheese type places, but it's not like casino themed. It's like video game themed.
Yeah.
And you can have like this wheel that you spin. It's got all these weird things on it you have to do. Like the truth or dare table.
Yeah.
Like if you don't do your dare, then you lose all your money.
You lose all your tickets. You get no prizes.
What would the casino be? Would it just be Bubba's Casino?
Maybe Bubbacino.
Ooh, Bubbacino.
Bubbacino. I'm heading down to Bubbacino's. Come on down to Bubbacino's.
Or what happens at Bubbacino's stays at Bubbacino's. Because Bubba didn't see no.
All the dealers are dressed up like, you know, like animals. Oh, you know, or clowns. It makes it fun for the kids. You know?
Yeah.
And it teaches them responsibility, you know? Mm-hmm. And like, you know, losing and gambling and stuff.
Yeah.
So they'll always remember that time they were little and they lost like all their tickets to that clown at that table.
I could just imagine some kids like getting a gambling addiction at a young age. Mm-hmm.
Well, Bubbacino's, we count on it. That way when they come back, it's like, hey, back again, huh? Can't stay away.
I think if, like, you know, like they have the horse races and the dog races, you could have like the turtle races or something. Yeah.
Gerbil races. This is a great idea.
I think so.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to cause a lot of controversy. I can see this in the news a lot, but right. You know, any publicity is good publicity, you know?
People will come just for the novelty of it, right?
Yeah. You know, then you get your parents who are gamblers and are coming in like, hey, let me get my kids in this, you know?
Like, oh, you could have like a nanny service where you can drop your kids off at Bubbacino's while you go to the regular casino. Mm-hmm. And we'll have like a clown that follows your kids around and keeps them in line.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, God.
This is a great idea. How come this hasn't happened yet?
Bubbacino's.
It's like, oh, you guys want something to eat? You used to get any tickets?
Go over there and play that 52 card pickup.
if you get pick up the most cards, you get a slice of pizza.
Oh my God. And then like if the parents don't come back before they've lost all their money and tickets, then you have like this little corral you put them in. It's like the loser's corral. Mm-hmm. And the parents have to come pick them up and they're in there like kicking dirt or something. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't like Timmy. Did you bust? It's like, I bust. I'm dry. I got nothing left.
We'll get them next time.
Daggone it. I knew I should have stopped when I won all those in a row, but I couldn't.
I was on a roll.
I was on a roll. I was on a hot streak, Daddy. You can't stop on a hot streak.
So you gotta know when to hold them. This is it. They don't have nothing like this in Vegas for kids. Okay, I looked.
You already looked it up.
I did, because I was like, "What if we take the kids?" And I'm like, "No, the kids can't come in the casinos. What am I gonna do with them?" And they have like nanny services, but they don't have a kids casino.
Exactly.
There you go. We do
slot machines, but instead of like giving out money, just gives out candy.
Yeah.
So if they win, they actually win like candy.
And then you could partner with like dentists in the area.
Yeah.
They can do some free advertisements and stuff. There we go. We have Bubbacino's at the dentist.
Bubbacino's could be franchised.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we're in everywhere. Atlantic City, Reno,
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
New Orleans, no limit.
New Orleans only has one casino. Mm-hmm. Right beside it is the Mississippi River. You could put a Bubbacino boat out there. Have a casino boat.
I can just think of all like the different characters that could be dealers and stuff. Like, they could all, like, be, like, different characters. You know how, like, McDonald's has, like, all their stuff, like, Grimace and, like, the Hamburglar and stuff?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to have all my own characters. Mm-hmm. Like Lone Shark Lion, where it's just this lion that you have to hit up and be like, hey, let me get some more tickets.
I would think of a shark, but.
Well, I mean, maybe they just call him Lone Lion? That doesn't have it. No, I think maybe we stick with the actual shark. Like a guy dressed up in a shark suit. He'd be a lone shark.
like at the Lone Shark line, like a half lion, half shark.
Yeah, all my characters will be hybrids. Then it'll make them more interesting.
Like two totally different types of animals. Yeah. You know?
Flamingo frog.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Like, would it be like a frog face on the flamingo body?
Well, I mean, it'd be a little bit of both. It'd be like probably like a flamingo like body, but like a frog face and like frog arms and legs.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
This fight's going to give kids nightmares.
I think it'll keep them interested.
Probably.
Because then they'll, like, they, you know, they love to hate them, you know, but hate to love them.
What would be like the eight? Would there be an age limit or fun for all ages?
I mean, we would have to keep some of the adults away because they probably still get pretty competitive in it.
Right.
So I guess probably like what, 18?
Well, you have to be 21 to go in the casino. So I was thinking like 20 and younger.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So, okay. Yeah, I can see that.
You know what I mean? So you can have games like that are geared towards the really young ones and then teenagers and then the young adults. But no, you know, there's no like the older adults can play the young kids games if they want to. But you got to think about how high the tables are and stuff, you know?
That's true. I'd probably do call of age at like maybe 12.
12. Yeah.
Yeah. I think 12 and under. Because
right.
Once you hit 13, then it's just like, I just have to wait.
Well, you could be like, have a Bubba Sino's 2. Yeah. It's like
maybe Bubba Sino's 13 through 20, and then Bubba Sino's Jr. Yeah. 12 and under.
There you go. Perfect.
They're just like, we just expanded right there. Just now, we just did an expansion. We're already growing. It hasn't been made yet.
If we see any Bubba Sino's opening before we get to.
Uh-huh. Yeah, these podcasts are saved, so we know.
Yeah.
What is today's date?
March 22nd, 2021, 10:37 a.m.
Yeah. So, I mean, if something opened at, you know, 10:30, you know, 2, I would think that you'd be all right.
Yeah.
But anything after this point, lawsuit.
Yep, and I know lawyers. I did say that I presented at the ABA. Just, you know, bring that back up.
Don't they go around to casinos and give you, like, drinks and stuff like that? Like, complimentary drinks and whatnot?
Yeah, in Vegas they do. It depends on what state. But, like, North Carolina at Cherokee, they can't do that. They can give you free non-alcoholic drinks. But alcoholic drinks you have to pay for. When I was in New Orleans, the alcoholic drinks were free if you were playing the games.
We're gonna do that with like keep kids all sugared up and in bed, and I can have them go around giving like juice boxes and stuff out.
Well, they say they also pump oxygen into the casinos to make people feel happier and more upbeat and willing to gamble all their money away.
Really?
Yeah.
More oxygen does that to you?
I guess so, but that's what they say. And you know, when we went to Cherokee, I was so stuffed up, like my head hurt just because I guess at the elevation that we were at, my sinuses, it was horrible. But then when I went to the casino, I felt fine. Yeah. Everywhere else, I didn't. And I was like, they're putting something in the air here.
You probably just felt better, but still like look the same, like still like snotting everywhere. Like, I feel great. Oh, so much money.
This was right when they closed down like everything in North Carolina. It was in March when COVID was, you know, like it was crazy. A lot of people were talking about it and the guy was like, they'll never, you know, shut the casinos down. But then when we were leaving, there was announcements, the casinos will be shut down. And I was like, oh shit, yes. This is serious.
This is going down.
Nothing, this is serious. Okay, I gotta go.
That was a good show.
It was a very good show.
Yeah, very good show.
I got a plan for Bubba Chino's. I want to say Bubba Chino.
Bubba Chino's? Bubba Chino. Like a coffee drink?
That could be your signature drink.
I guess I could serve like milkshakes. And then like, hey, you want a Bubba Chino?
Hop the kids up on caffeine.
There you go. Get on caffeine and sugared up. That make them feel good and want to bet. Because when you bust on tickets, you got to buy back in, right?
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You got to buy back in.
You got to go back to the cashier.
You got to hit up old Lone Shark lion. Like, hey, man, I busted. I need some tickets.
Okay. All right. I got it.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Take us out.
Okay. All right. Well, that was a good show. If you got any recommendations for the show, messages, how do they message us real quick?
Oh, they can do that on our social media. We have an Instagram. We have Twitter, Sis Bro Show. And then we have Facebook, Sis Bro Show. They can also leave us a voice message. And there is a link in the show notes.
Oh, so, yeah, definitely do that. Y'all have a good one. And y'all come on back now, you hear? We'll be right back.